Okay, so VLLM is basically saying agentic serving isn't just a bigger context problem, it's a whole stack problem. Ava, you're going to hate that.
I don't hate it. I just think they're dressing up KV Cache Plumbing as a product insight. Agent X is real traces, fine, but they're benchmarking their own optimizations against Opus 5 API pricing. That's a weird comparison.
Come on, the pricing comparison is the point for users. If you can get 14.6 to 106 times cheaper on DeepSeek V4 Pro, Minimax M3, Kimi K3, that's not plumbing, that's a budget.
Sure, but TCO against a closed API with unknown routing isn't a controlled experiment. It's marketing math. The interesting part is the workload they're describing.
That's exactly what I mean. Median 43 turns per session, 142,000 input tokens, 444 output, prefix hit above 96%. That's not a toy workload, that's codex-level enterprise traffic.
Right.
And 44% of sessions have sub-agents with a median of 4 rollouts. You can't treat that like a chat request. You need cache warm and close to compute.
I'll give them that. Prefix cache pressure is real. The question is whether their fixes generalize beyond the 3 models they show.
They're not claiming universal. They're saying hybrid KV cache management with one uniform page and a shared block pool is the foundation. That lets them reallocate between full attention, sliding window, and linear attention on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
DeepSeek V4 originally fragmented into 92 tensors. They packed it into one contiguous backing allocation per block. That cuts descriptor and PD transfer overhead and saves roughly 10% memory with the FP4 indexel.
Okay, that's a real efficiency win. I'm less sold on the distributed offloading story. Mooncake Store as a hierarchical pool with standalone store mode sounds great until you're the one running the CPU and disk tier.
You're being Ava about it. They're shipping session-aware retention too, interval-based prompt-end snapshots, plus Marconi-style selective retention for reuse boundaries.
Which is sensible for hybrid models where you need linear state at reuse boundaries. I'm just flagging the operational tax. Asynchronous lookups, parallel sende.receive, PR 46,188, 45,444. That's a lot of moving parts.
No argument. But the bitter lessons are the part I like. Pipeline parallelism does not fit warm agentic turns. Decode context parallelism does not transfer cleanly to DeepSeek V4. Load balance does not guarantee better performance.
Exactly. That's the honest bit. They're basically saying the control layer is the product, not the model weights. I've been saying that since episode 924.
You have. And here it's showing up as 130,000 total tokens per GDP second on DeepSeek V4 Pro, and up to 376 tokens per second interactivity on Minimax M3 on Agent X.
Those numbers are verifiable on a public benchmark. I'll concede that. My pushback is scope. This is VLLM showing VLLM wins on VLLM optimized models.
Fair. But for teams actually running agents at scale, the cost delta versus Opus 5 is the difference between shipping and not shipping. That's Justy's question.
Who should care? Anyone with long-running multi-turn sessions and prefix reuse. If you're doing one-shot chat, ignore it. If you're doing code agents with sub-agents, you should care.
And the routing integration with Dynamo and LLMD means cache hits can land on any instance. That's the part I want product people to hear.
Yeah, I'll buy that the data plane plus execution plane plus control plane framing is useful. It's just not a new paradigm, it's harness engineering.
We agree then. The verdict is the plumbing matters, and VLLM is making it less terrible. Build next is basically try it.
If you're already on VLLM, pull the Agent X traces semi-analysis released and test your own POD ratio. And if you're using Mooncake Store, try standalone store mode for CPU disk tiers.
And stop pretending load balance is enough. The loop is the product. Okay, that's our Wednesday. I'm out.